great moments in bad judgment.
All right, in Vegas. Let's just go to Houston local news. They were able to milk this last night for reporting something that really shouldn't be shocking into something completely shocking about what some guy did in Vegas.
Las Vegas Metropolitan Police arrested Pan Zika and 21-year-old Chloe Scardianos of New York last Friday afternoon after they say the two were engaging in a sex act on board the High Roller, a 550-foot observation wheel in the heart of the Vegas Strip. And while Panzica's lawyer didn't want to comment,
I've never seen in 18 years of practicing, I've never seen this charge.
The attorney for his alleged partner in crime spoke to us from Vegas via FaceTime. He says his client thought the design, altitude, and slow speed meant they were safe from view.
And unfortunately, the pod above them rose above them and had a view and apparently took some cell phone videos of this.
Okay, so world's largest Ferris wheel. They're like these encased pods or carriages. And I love how dude's from Houston, she's from New York. It sounds to me like
they met in Vegas.
Yeah, they met at Treasure Island. He was like, I have a great idea. She's like, ooh, kinky.
Yeah.
I mean, it couldn't have been that they just like were taking the same Ferris pod.
No. Yeah, this was something they came up with, I think.
And what was great is I guess that the operators and all these things, like they have video surveillance cameras within the pod. And so she comes on the intercom while they put out their cigarettes and started to have sex.
Wow.
Which is really the other way around.
Right.
Yeah.
She goes, hey, cut that out. And they just ignored her. And then they see other people from another pod filming them. Is it a great moment in bad judgment to have sex in that public place? Like, those windows are tinted. They're in a completely separate pod. I don't know what the vantage point from another pod is, but is this the worst thing? Is this the dumbest thing?
I just feel like I'm with you with what you were saying. Anywhere in Vegas, you just expect it to be kind of dirty. I don't know.
I figure that the buffet, like that buffet tray that I'm eating off of.
Someone has had sex on
Someone's had sex on that buffet tray.
Yep.
Like, this is nothing shocking to me.
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, it doesn't shock me at all that they did it. I don't know that I would do it. I most certainly wouldn't do it, actually.
Oh, Vegas makes you do crazy things, man.
I've never been, still.
That's right.
I know.
You got it. Why don't you come with me this weekend and the wife?
You didn't invite me.
Are you sure you want her to come, Fook? I mean, this is, the first time without the baby.
We are meeting a bunch of friends for somebody else's birthday party, and Lindsay is more than welcome if she wants to join.
Well, it's kind of last minute. Tomorrow?
Well, who
I'll
knows?
Stay.
Hey, dude might be there.
This dude might. Oh, yeah. He's probably still in jail there.
Okay, yeah. What does that mean?
I mean, if you're looking for love, you can always hit up the High Roller.
I'm not interested.
Fook, are you going to try to one up this guy?
I'm not going to try and one up him.
Okay,
no. But look, I have to say that in the post baby world, if the wife goes, "Hey, this is a great place," I don't care where it is.
Yeah, you're like, yes, you're right. That's absolutely a great place.
Seize
right on top of the blackjack, I'll be like, that's fine. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
I might never get this opportunity again. So, not a great moment in bad judgment to me.